in New Orleans. This day also marks a return to the work of recovery. 6 months after the storm, some of the people struggling the most are the elderly. NPR's Elise Spiegel reports.
Lambeth House is a retirement home that caters to New Orleans well-to-do. It has an expansive library, an elegant dining room, valet parking. And when 86-year-old evacuee Helen Shaw finally returned there, after months of displacement, of sleeping on couches in strange houses, of sharing space at a Medicaid facility upstate, she was palpably relieved. The ordeal of Katrina was over.
When we got to the gate and saw that welcome sign, it was the most wonderful thing in the world. We were home. Fantastic.
Shaw quickly settled in, resumed her bridge games, returned to church. All was as it had been, with one notable exception. Invariably, in the 5 months since Katrina, whenever Helen Shaw picks up her local newspaper, she finds herself reading an obituary for one or more of her friends.
Oh, I guess I can say that there have been about 25. And it's disturbing.
You see, Shaw feels certain that these deaths are a belated product of Katrina. She says her elderly friends feel overwhelmed by new environments, reduced circumstances, and the difficulty of building a new life. She points out that before Katrina, her attendance at funerals was substantially lighter.
Maybe two a month. So to have five or six a month.
Elsie Flowers, Elizabeth Friedrichs, Sarah Abair, Nellie Ivy, who is a grammar school friend of mine, Nellie Ivy Gillis, Martha Ann Samuel, Charlotte Riley, Catherine Gore.
This is Louise Ewan, another lifelong resident of New Orleans. Like Helen Shaw, in the weeks and months following Katrina, Ewan noticed an abrupt uptick in the number of her friends who were passing away. And so she decided to start a list. Lying on the desk in her living room is a handwritten paper filled with the names of all her dead friends. It stretches over two pages.
Dr. Burton White, Alpha Leah Bunza, Roy Marcy, Irene Ernest, Jim Kepper, Mary Elizabeth Poole, Virginia O'Connor, Ducky Reese, Dateen Pothouse, and Hattie Betty Prince, who was in my class at Newcomb.
After finishing her recitation of names, Louise returns to the first page and starts to count.
17 double is 34, 35 ticks, 37, 38.
38 people in 5 months. She looks down at the page for a moment, searching, and then makes a correction.
Oh, and the other person I didn't say, my brother Waldemar Nelson died. I don't have him on this list. He died right in late November.
39, an average of two friends a week. She says it was never this way before.
Oh, not nearly this many. I would say one every other week, maybe.
Although accurate records are extremely hard to come by, it appears that in the wake of Katrina, the elderly in New Orleans are dying in higher numbers than usual. Ken Sakawe is a psychiatrist at Louisiana State University. He coordinates care for a number of New Orleans institutions that serve the elderly, and he says that the stress of displacement is undermining the immune systems of older citizens.
You know, in geriatrics in general, there's always been this notion of relocation trauma, where if an older person is forced to go any place against their will, it markedly increases the likelihood that their illnesses will get worse or they'll die. And that seems to be very true over here.
The anxiety of negotiating new surroundings and changed routines is taking a toll on the elderly of New Orleans, Sakawe says. Many are just too frail to weather this kind of stress. And even when the stress doesn't undermine the immune system enough to result in death, it usually affects cognition levels. In fact, according to Sakawe, reduced cognitive functioning is probably the biggest legacy of Katrina among the elderly.
I think the biggest thing that you hear about are the people who've regressed. If they had cognitive impairment to begin with, was a quantum deterioration after the storm. They've just gone backwards.
Yes?
Those little white things you talk about aren't in there.
It's easy to find evidence of cognitive decline among the elderly at the Adult Day Center associated with East Jefferson Hospital. The center usually provides care to a wide range of clients, from those with severe dementia to older singles who come simply for social stimulation. Normally, because of this cognitive spread, clients at the center need to be broken into two different groups. There's a class for people who are still mentally intact and a class for people with lower cognitive levels. But according to Denise Addison, a nurse who's worked at the facility for 8 years. Since the storm, there's no longer need for separation.
Now we can put these two classes together and you couldn't tell the difference. They're all kind of on the same level. 60 to 70% of our clients has taken a big hit.
Most, Addison says, are now totally disoriented. She says she sees this change most clearly in a woman at the center who she's known for several years.
One particular client that was really high functioning, could still basically take care of herself, was real vain about her looks and her makeup and everything, and she was here just for social stimulation. Now she is almost what we call a total care. Now when she tried to go to the bathroom, she don't know what that is. You know, when she starts to eliminate, it really increases anxiety level because she has no clue that she is doing a normal body function.
Addison considers it unlikely that her clients will regain their formal level of cognitive function. She says once it's gone, it's gone. The only silver lining, Addison offers, is that many are now so disoriented that they're not burdened with the knowledge that the lives they knew are gone. She says she's thankful for that. But a fog of unknowing is not available to everyone. Across town at Lambeth House, Margaret Dickey now lives alone. 5 months ago, a week after Katrina had come and gone, her husband had a stroke and died. She carries a framed picture of him, wrapped in a brown lunch bag, to the interview because, she says, she's afraid that people will not understand how good-looking he was. With a picture on her lap, she explains that she tries to keep positive and is glad, at least, to finally be back at Lambeth House. Here, she says, people understand her loss.
I was telling a friend of mine, I said, the amazing thing to me is that the 5 months since he died have been longer than the 58 years we were married. It's two do become one.
Elise Spiegel, NPR News.